Empowered people make informed decisions that lead to living a life without regret. This is Sarah Kaki and Shauna Woods from Atlanta Divorce Law Group, and this is the Happily Ever After Divorce Podcast. Welcome to the Happily Ever After Divorce Podcast. This is Sarah Kaki with Atlanta Divorce Law Group, and I'm joined by our very own managing partner, Shauna Woods. Episode today is going to cover the idea of failure, and we'll use the conversation around divorce to have a bigger conversation about failure. But we have a lot of clients who really struggle with their divorce, and they may continue to struggle for years afterwards if they don't have some therapy or have an open conversation with themselves about their views on failure and why they are identifying their divorce as a failure in their life. Some are able to identify it as a failure and move on with their lives. Some are not able to deal with that word. And I think it comes from a lot of different backgrounds of culture, religion, family upbringing. So let's bring Shauna into that conversation. Shauna, in all the years of you've been working as a divorce attorney, how many times have you heard a client say, "I never wanted this. I feel like such a failure"?
It's too often to count. And it's not everybody, but I do think that our society has set us up for this accumulation, right? We go to high school, we get a degree, we go to college, we get a degree. And the next step for a lot of people is the marriage, right? And a lot of people are very careful, you know, when choosing a partner. And it's not just welcoming somebody as a partner, as a romantic partner. It's they're welcoming into their life, setting your life goals together, welcoming them into your extended family. So when they come and the choice that they made turned out not to be a lifelong one, a lot of people do feel like, "I have failed at this relationship," or even, "I have failed at life, because I couldn't make my marriage work." And it's simply not true.
So do you think getting divorced is a sign of failure?
It's a really good question. It's a really hard question. Because I don't necessarily think it's a failure in the big scheme of life. If we define failure, right, the very definition of failure, which you knew I was going to go to the definition, it means lack of success.
Right.
So if you are saying that the marriage is no longer succeeding, by definition, the marriage has failed. Does that mean you failed?
So I love that. I love that. Can I run with that for a second?
Absolutely.
I think that's the big idea of failure to begin with is there are a lot of things that you take a cost benefit assessment and make a decision in life. And those things that are worth having, such as incredible partnership, a very fulfilling career, children, going on a great life adventure or accomplishing something in athletics, the risk benefit reward is that the risk is usually pretty high. In marriage, people do not, exactly the people that are on that program track of get your degree, get a job, get married, they are so built into this momentum of our culture of how you do these next steps that I don't think they ever realized that the choice of marriage, it's a pretty risky one. It can be a 50-50 by the statistics of the divorces. And that can be even for the best of people. You don't really know what marriage is, what you're really getting into until you get into it. And nobody has a sure thing on it. Nobody has a sure thing on marriage. You probably need a decade or two of pulling each other's hair. I don't mean physically, but actually driving each other crazy and going at it until you get closer and closer to a sure thing. So it's a massive risky decision, just like getting into business, just like, you know, joining a new company, or going to an exotic travel. But it has massive reward. But if you identify with your successes and your failures, and you let that identify who you are, then you'll always end up feeling either very empty, because most life decisions that can have huge rewards are also incredibly risky, and you'll experience a lot of failure in your life that you have to quickly push through and get to the next thing, or you'll have nothing in your life because you'll be too scared to ever do anything. You'll be too scared to go after the job. You'll be too scared to go after that crazy physical adventure or go after the relationship. These things are worth having because the risk is so high, but the reward is also so great. So to Tashana's point, failure is in the actual thing that you're, the activity or in the mission you were on. Doesn't mean you're a failure as a person. I think that you can actually accept failure and turn it into, what did I learn about myself? And then you are still a success, and you can actually be a very successful person with multiple decisions in life that did not succeed or turn into quote unquote failure, but you as a person took and squeezed the juice out of the lesson out of it. Shauna, go ahead. I can tell that you're jumping in here at me.
You just hit on something that I think was so important, and I just want to add to it, in that I would even argue, Sarah, that you cannot be a success as a person without experiencing those failures.
Absolutely.
You cannot grow as a person. You cannot learn from things if it's rainbows and sunshine all the time. You simply do not learn life's lessons unless there have been failures. And I think it's, you know, I love how you put that, you as a person, right? We're talking about treating us as personhoods, and we add up all our successes and we add up our failures, because we have had failures. I've had failures. I've had things where I look back and I say, wow, I wish I was X years old again and I could go back and do that over. Or I wish I had made this decision differently. At the same time, if I didn't have the knowledge that we have now, because we always say that, if I knew now what I knew then.
Right.
But that's the point. You don't know. And a success is simply doing something over and over until you succeed at it.
And nobody remembers all the times you failed, because they only see the final success story. Really, people that are successful in anything, it's because they didn't give up till they got the results they wanted. And I think it's interesting, because there is a portion of our culture, and there's a lot of language out there that, you know, says there is no such thing as failure. I actually don't believe that. I do believe failure is a real thing. And like, just like you said, Shauna, it can be what sharpens you, what builds you, what grows you. So I don't have this relationship with there is no such thing failure. It's only life lessons. No, you can actually fail. You can actually get an F on a test. It's a real thing, right? You can actually lose your house. You can actually fail in your responsibilities to your children. These are actual real failures. But if you let them define you versus define, that was a bad decision, that decision led to failure, or that was a bad call, or that was not the right move to make, and detach yourself from your results. And I think that's part of the larger context here, is we like to attach our result, you have our results attach meaning to who we are, right? So Shauna Woods, you are a very smart woman who is an attorney who has incredible results in the courtroom and with your legal team and in your profession. And you are the mother of a very successful child who is a wonderful, amazing adult. That's great. But is that really, Shauna, if all those things, do all those things have to be true for you to be you? I don't believe so. I think what Shauna is the combination of her beliefs and her values and how she shows up every day in moving towards those beliefs and values. Sometimes that will lead you to failed decisions. Sometimes that will lead you to fail the results that did not come to fruition that we can call failure. But if part of Shauna's core values is moving forward, keep pushing, keep going, it ultimately will lead to results. And I think that in marriage, are people that come from certain religious backgrounds, come from certain cultures, it is so hard to accept that the breakdown of a marriage or divorce, it may mean that the marriage failed. But to Shauna's point, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. And if you allow yourself to self-identify with your results, this is the dangerous slippery slope you go down, because one day you get something good happens. Oh my God, I'm an amazing person. One day something bad happens. I'm a terrible person.
And to your point, I think that when we're talking about it within a marriage, two things can be very true. You can have, the marriage can have failed, right? And you may have contributed to that marriage failing. Right? Ownership is very important.
Right.
But if the marriage failing means that you are going to succeed more in life, and by that I mean, are you happier? Right?
Right.
For me, success means happiness. If your happiness is not in that marriage, then that marriage failing means that you have succeeded in life.
And, you know, to your point, there is something about dragging out an unhappy situation just out of fear of failure. You know, in business, we have the idea of fail fast. And a lot of great business models and great businesses that we know of and we study, or great entrepreneurs, or people that just achieved amazing things, they have failed their way to success. I think Thomas Edison's inventions, they all came out of just doing so many inventions that failed till he tapped into something like electricity. Actually, I don't know if Edison was electricity or the light bulb, but you get my drift. But that is the whole point. You fail fast to your results. So failing smart is a real thing. And let's talk about that for a second. You talked about finding your happiness. We met with a client today who was so ready to file for divorce, but had not really understood why her marriage was falling apart. They hadn't done the therapy. They had not done the work. And I said to her, we can file for divorce. We can move forward with that. But you do realize that you haven't quite gained the benefits of this marriage failing, because you haven't spent time really using this as a self-awareness tool. Mm-hmm. You haven't used therapy or self-development or work on yourself to realize how did I show up in this, that this is the result I got in this marriage. So I don't take this baggage into the next relationship. How can you fail smart? By learning the lessons out of it. So you're not really done until you get the lessons. You can't run away from it till you really understand, what did I learn about myself and how I showed up here and what led to the results here that I can be better from, so that I can have a more successful, hopefully closer to success on the next one.
I think that's perfectly put, Sarah.
Thank you, Shauna.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Happily Ever After Divorce podcast. If you'd like to learn more, go to AtlantaDivorceLawGroup.com/resources.